PowerPoint time. I've done more PowerPoints in this particular experiment than I've ever done in my life before this experiment. Which is kind of funny. So here we have our detailed design meeting where we will look at the prototype and right, so I finally figured out what this whole second bullet point is about in my that my coach was saying to me. It means I'm supposed to read the minutes from the previous meeting.
Oh really? Okay.
I think. I don't know. Otherwise it's just saying I'm the secretary and I'm therefore I'm taking the minutes. So just to go around and just real briefly to go over minutes from the last meeting, I will open them slowly. No. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Say less, not you.
No. Wait. This is a very high powered stuff here. Double clicking. There we go. So, basically, the moral of the story from our last meeting was that that we had meetings from we had presentations done by the industrial designer, from Nathan and Ron and Sarah, about what we can do here, and what sort of limitations we're operating with, what limitations we're operating under, what kind of risk we'd be looking at with some of the various approaches we were discussing. And we essentially came to the conclusion that we should develop a remote with a voice recognition that had a vaguely non-remote-like shape, because you didn't really need to use it as a remote, since you could just use your voice. It would include some mostly just the simple design features for a television operation, but with a slider fold-out bay for more advanced functions for users. The UID and the ID were asked to go ahead and start developing a prototype for us to look at. So, that's sort of back to the main meet here. Go ahead and take it away, guys.
Well, we have assembled our prototype. What's to be said about it? We took into account a lot of things that we went over in the last meeting. Some of the most important things to consider are that we decided not to go for the touchscreen, which you can see, and opted for some very large buttons for the primary functions. This is going to be the on-off button, and we have these buttons to go through the channels, and then two volume buttons down here. We said those were the most important buttons. And then for the more advanced functions, there's a slider panel here. You can see that there are lots of other things going on. But this actually can slide back in. It's very nice to say when it's all put away. As far as the whole visible light thing, we decided to go with multiple colors coming out,
nice.
Why not? Of course, if that's annoying for some people, that function can be turned off.
Perfect.
Now, it's important to, we talked quite a bit about the interchangeable faces, and what we've done here is come up with a bit of a natural look here.
Right.
And we call it fruity.
Appropriate.
Okay. But, of course, that's interchangeable. I think it would be desirable for the regular product in the first packaging to be something a little bit more subdued, but this is kind of something that can be done. And as you can see on the television there, we have the voice detector device.
Oh right.
On the top there. So that will work quite well with regard to finding this contraption. What other things do we see here? Well, if you give it a touch, it does have actually a bit of a spongy feel. So I think that will work well with regards to our market. Let's see. Well, clearly there's going to be some more colors and whatnot available. Do you have anything else to add to that?
I Word about the materials, it is the entire thing is covered in a rubber coating, so it's very durable. It's not going to break like some types of plastic that's dropped. And of course, as you can see, if you touch it, it does have a nice squishing feel.
It's actually important to note that the television, you know, if there's an earthquake or anything like that, it actually is edible inside.
I don't know if you noticed, but I wrote the company's name.
Oh, well done, yeah.
This is actually not going inside.
Do we need to worry about rot factors?
It's encased in a new type of.
Oh, okay, there's preservatives.
We got a bit ahead of ourselves. I know we're not talking about making televisions.
Edible televisions.
No.
So we're in the future.
It's a couple years off at least.
A possible new product.
Okay.
But I think that sums up the main features of the remote. I don't know if you guys have any questions or whether we need to worry about any other marketing areas or anything of that nature. Did we come in under budget?
We did. Yeah, this cost, well, to put this into production, we're looking at about, what was our goal? It was €12.50. And this actually came in at €11.99. So I was quite pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we didn't do, obviously we had a choice with the buttons, whether to use scroll buttons or standard rubber buttons. But we just went for a classic rubber button.
Mm-hmm.
And since we did that, we didn't have to use as many microchips, which was quite nice. And that's what helped keep the cost down.
Right.
So even though it has a lot of modern technology, for example, the voice recognition. A lot of ways it's just a simple remote. And, I think if we shopped around for other manufacturers, we might be able to get even cheaper.
Did
and
you talk about the voice recognition option?
Oh, yeah.
So on the back here, you'll notice this area here, which is actually the voice recognition console. And I think it's nicely designed into the overall look. But basically, the voice recognition incorporates the latest designs that our research team has been able to come up with. Basically, quite similar to the coffee maker design that we were talking about earlier. And I think that has given a proven ease of use and whatnot.
Yeah.
And allows features like the remote actually talking back to the user. So.
Cool. Any questions?
No. Do we have other, for lack of a better word, skins, covers in play now? Are those going to be developed later once we see how the cup we have go? Or
well, we didn't quite have enough material.
Oh, I was expecting a prototype. I just don't know if you guys had any money.
Right.
Well, as you can see, this is just a most superficial layer. And it would be very easy to put another layer.
Just
something
you,
else.
Really, yeah.
Like,
okay.
Actually, this bottom red ring here just unclips, and then you put a new plate on top of that. So, I mean, there are, we definitely priced out a spongy, even spongier, non-natural look materials, which I think worked out fine. We also continued on with the ideas of following Apple's color schemes with kind of the light orange.
It's not quite a faceplate. It's more like a pseudo faceplate.
Okay.
Because it's simple enough that in the factory, we could very easily put a different one on. It locks into place such that, you know, it's pretty permanent. At the same time, if we want to go the other way, it's just a matter of a couple of adjustments. And we could go the faceplate way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So it's still an option.
Yeah.
Very cool. Nice job.
Right. Yeah, thanks, guys. That's
very, very good work. I like it. Brilliant. What we need to discuss now is the finance of it. You've provided a number that actually sounds quite nice. the trouble is I've just given this by finance. It's a spreadsheet of the parts, and I've just tentatively put in what it's going to look like. I'm just going to clear this out real quickly. But it looks like, so we'll just, if we can just itemize what's in here, we've got this, it's a solar cell thing, right?
Right.
With the backup battery?
It's in there.
With the backup, okay.
The voice recognition area actually doubles as the solar cell area.
Clever, clever, well done. So I guess that would mean we've got a bit of a, it's a speaker and a sensor at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just making use of the same space and the same
material. Okay. In the case, it's more of a single curved case, I guess, would be the general.
Yeah, one big
mm-hmm.
curve.
And we've got a rubber skin material, basically, throughout. Push button interface with this other drop down. So maybe we've got two push button interfaces, don't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Special. I guess it's a. We've got a sort of a wood material, a rubbery type material.
Yeah, special.
Throughout, yeah.
I guess you'd have to mark special color and special form as well, wouldn't you? Because it is very unconventional.
Yeah, it's quite unique. I like it, yes. So it looks like a bit over budget. So what we could do, perhaps, a simple fix would maybe to switch away from the solar cells, or take out the backup battery.
I mean, I think that if we were talking about it being one of our main selling features being environmental, and without the batteries, although it does still have a battery, so I'm not sure that you know what the cell is on that.
I mean, we could take the battery out of it. See, it'd probably work 99% of the time, but you're gonna have to set up a call center for that 1% of the time when people are calling and saying, "Oh look, my remote isn't working. What am I gonna do?"
Mm-hmm.
People would be really upset. I think in the long run, it's better to keep the battery. And it's hard to scrap the whole solar battery idea because that's so integral to the theme that we have.
It's difficult. We have all these things integral to the design of it that we just can't back out of now. It would have to be, seems like we have to go back to square one in a way. If we were going to try to undo one bit, we'd probably have to undo most of it.
Yeah.
Although we don't want to get rid of the whole environmental, I mean, obviously the solar cell is a big piece of the way we're marketing this is like a natural new thing. But honestly, if we cut that one piece out, we're actually coming in under budget, if I've done my math correctly.
You might be able to sway me on the idea that our main selling point could be already this voice recognition thing. I mean, that's what sets us apart, right?
Yeah, that's what's setting us into this young market. I mean, that's where we started from, so. I don't know, I mean, you know, perhaps when the cell technology comes down in price, we can bring that back into the game, but it looks like at this point that may be out of our league.
And the reality is, you know, for me, from an ideological standpoint, I'd like to stick with the solar cell, but I kind of have to throw myself
mm-hmm.
in the business structure and model
yeah.
here. And,
right.
It's either or.
I think that we need to come to a compromise here and maybe move ahead with the project without the solar cell.
Yeah.
I think unfortunately that's our best option.
It's the only way we're going to get below our goal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
1250.
Because we can't remove the push buttons because they're.
yeah.
And we can't get rid of the. I mean, removing the. Changing the case wouldn't be so much of a.
Savings.
Mm-hmm. Nor we're changing the case materials. So yeah, that looks like to be the only thing.
Yeah.
So that would be, it's a major change, but yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're in agreement on that?
Unfortunately, I think we are.
I think that's a good compromise to go for.
Right. Moving along swiftly, so I guess now we just go to the project evaluation, which I will allow.
That'll be me, Core?
Ah, of course, sorry.
No problem. Can you reach? That would be great, thank you.
That is.
I didn't even do that on purpose either. Okay, basically I was just evaluating, from what we know of how our product's working right now, with the criteria that we set at the beginning of, these are the things we needed to do, these are the things that look like we feel are important. So I was looking at basic design things, does it fulfill its functions as a remote? Is the design what we wanted to do? Are technologies up to where we hope they would be? And does it fulfill the aesthetic qualities that our original market research was looking for? Basic questions like, you know, does it turn on? Does it respond to voice recognition? And overall, in general, it looks like it's coming up to par. The only thing is with the pullout panel, that is gonna take some adjusting because it's a new sort of interface. That looked like it was coming up rough, but then once you get used to it, it does make a lot of sense. So I think overall, we're headed in the right direction.
Yes.
So.
Like that spongy feel.
Yeah. It looks like it's going on well.
The
so.
The function works well. That's good to hear.
We're good.
We
yeah.
Hard on that one.
Yeah. It's. I think eventually, if we do branch out with this product, maybe we do have higher budget options, and if it goes over with this model, we can look into wider range voice recognition, like from other rooms of the house and stuff. But for now, what we've got is working in the range we needed for, so it's all good.
Well, I am a bit disappointed about losing the solar panel.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it is a setback, but. Okay, do you need the cord back?
Yeah,
we might have lost that for no one like it.
Yeah. Well, they don't tell you something like that.
That's true.
Right, so this one's a bit unclear to me, to be perfectly fair. I got this slide from the coach, and I'm not sure what it's connected to. So I guess we are going to discuss project process, and that is going to go into my report. So I guess this is the point where we go out of role. Looks like, and talk about our satisfaction for room for creativity and so forth, and
okay.
How that all worked, I guess.
As in within the team?
I think so, yeah.
Right, so it's
okay.
Just kind of
I think
open it's mic kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It
think
is now. You're so there you go.
I'm not screwing up an experiment. But I trust that she would jump in if I was, so okay.
Whatever.
Right. So, any thoughts?
Are we considering these points here?
Yeah.
I think they're starting blocks, yeah.
What do you guys feel about the process?
You know, I think in general, for a day's worth of work, we actually were relatively productive, considering the little amount of input we had going in.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology has definitely been a help. It's really been interesting to try out all this new stuff.
We didn't use the whiteboard at all.
No, no whiteboard.
We could now, if we had a makeup board, really.
And
I feel like if you guys have been designing in here, perhaps that would have changed, but because of those constraints, it doesn't really matter.
Also, had I not been intrigued about the pen, I don't think I would have used it at all. I didn't write barely any.
Yeah, I think I was taking notes and rough, and then usually this kind
yeah,
of like the pen.
That's true.
Yeah.
Was pretty cool tech though.
Mm. I am disappointed I didn't get a note back from my personal coach.
Did you write personal coach?
Yeah, but I didn't clear spell. So let's see.
What if you get a response 2 or 3 months from now?
That's okay, that would be kind of crazy.
Tips to contact coach.
Well, what kind of coaching is that really? What if I really needed something?
So I think there's a lot of room for creativity. We could do whatever basically
I think
we
so.
wanted until the budget came down on us.
And even then, we did get a decent product turned out, although it's not everything we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
With the natural look.
Very natural.
Organic, really.
It's brilliant. So they had a peeler in here.
And highly resourceful teammates, might I add, which is always a plus.
Yeah, I thought it was like really creative, actually. I mean.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
The teamwork is good.
To prove that we weren't wasteful, we didn't waste a single bit of Play-Doh we used every day.
Nice. All four of those little containers.
Yeah. Including the multicolored wave pattern. My one criticism is that we didn't have enough colors to work with. We only had four.
Yeah. You could develop multiple skins, really.
What did you guys think about the roles?
They were good.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was. I think it's pretty clever because we were never able to get too far off track because the information came in at the right time and kind of filled in the gaps enough. At the same time, you had enough room to kind of just make things up.
Yeah, really.
Just kind of fun.
Though I do feel like the level of information dropped off severely over the course of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I didn't actually get any information from that presentation at all.
That's true.
Nothing.
I got the spreadsheet.
I didn't even get an email. Like, that was it. So, yeah, I feel like that was slightly lacking. But then, you know, fill in the blanks on your own, level of creativity up.
Well, I think that was an issue I kept finding with regard to
what to do.
Well, no, but also, yeah, when I was reporting about what each of us was doing, I was often confused as to what you were doing.
That
was
a bit much.
And then I also felt like, you know, a lot of our discussion would center around specifically what my task was, because that was kind of the interface question, which is what the whole project was about.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
But, and then in the end, I think our jobs kind of melded together.
Yeah, that was fun. The most helpful thing out of everything was getting the PowerPoint slides already put together for you.
Because
if we didn't have that,
stuff,
there's no way we could have gotten all that done in time.
Very much so.
Cool.
I think your leadership was quite good.
It was.
She said, she actually made a comment off on the board, you're getting into this, and I really, I think it's true, I felt like I got way too into it.
That's kind of a good thing, though.
I feel like I
still
feel like a lot.
Gave the rest of us some structure to work with, so hey.
So is that the first time you're taking on that kind of role?
The first time you've ever done anything like, project management. I usually organize crap. It's one thing to do, you know, set up a party with your friends.
Yeah.
You know.
What was it?
But you guys felt that you could keep the suspension of disbelief kind of like the role.
Except for a couple moments where I just got a hand and I knew we were all lying to our teeth.
I had to admit, as soon as as soon as we got the Play-Doh,
I can only imagine.
You know, the whole concept of really trying to stick with reality went out the window.
Yeah. Maybe it Legos, you know.
Possibly.
Or Legos, too, like make a remote control. Or a spaceship, we should have spaceship Legos. Do you guys ever used to build spaceship Legos?
Yeah.
Still
have Legos.
Totally.
Best spaceships ever. You guys felt like there was enough teamwork and all?
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know.
We didn't actually, I mean, other than minor discussion at meetings, it wasn't, except for the actual building.
Yeah.
But
true,
I feel
right.
Like if this was a team project, there actually would have been much more of a collaborative, like brainstorming, use the board. Well, this would have been 6 months worth of work, not like 3 hours worth of meetings.
I mean, I think had the issue been more serious, we probably would have brainstormed more during our meetings.
That's
true.
Yeah. Of course, I'm unconscious of the idea of the project manager asking if you guys feel like there's a team. You know, it's like kind of like
Yeah, that was funny.
But, you know, interesting. It's kind of fascinating, isn't it? I mean, the whole process
is. I wonder why. Is there anything about the way that we got so much. What was it that kept us reporting to the board?
I don't know. I don't know if there was a rug.
Mine was mics. I didn't feel like getting up and down and dealing with all these wires. I
Yeah,
was afraid I was
that's
gonna break
it, 'cause
something,
the mics are
actually.
loose and anytime you get up, it's a possibility of
Yeah.
tripping them or something, or getting tangled or.
Well, I don't know what I would have shown on the board.
True. But it didn't even occur to me as an option. I mean, I don't
Nor
know that I
I.
would have, but I know that I consciously didn't.
I mean, it's just like the paper. I don't know what I really need the paper for.
True.
Because I've got this laptop.
Yeah.
So, and I just use it 'cause it's literally right in front of me.
I wanna see the output files
Well,
from
me
these,
too.
from the digital paper. I wanna see
I
what
know.
my handwriting looks like digitized, because my handwriting is crap.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see what it looks like in PDF format or something.
Usually I would do a lot more doodling too,
I know. I felt like I needed to be professional so I could like draw my paper and
but
stuff. Okay, well, not entirely. But still, I
I
do less than I usually do.
I'm curious about what the debriefing is gonna be like. You know, like what is the what exactly we're looking for here?
So is this all I need to get through?
I don't know. I'm not sure if the new ideas found bit is a bad idea.
Did it just say in the email we need to discuss that?
Well, that's the thing. I got in the email. I got this PowerPoint file, but this slide was
That
just
slide
like.
was like that?
I didn't change this one at all.
Hmm.
Wow.
Then I guess we're on the right track.
Yeah.
Any new ideas with regard to
Regarding
control concepts?
No.
I kinda like.
I think they still do their job.
Yeah,
I
you
think
know.
they're fine,
I am
actually.
thinking outside the little square box, though. Literally.
Yeah.
In like form. I
Yeah,
don't
maybe
know.
a circle would be all right.
Yeah.
Different.
It does kinda make you wonder, I mean, how much can you do with a remote control? It's like inventing a new car. Yeah,
Still
you
gotta be
can.
technically car-shaped. It won't fit on the road.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Hmm.
What
Yeah.
time is it
Kind
again?
So this was,
Is
I
it
think,
back into
I don't know. I think
Yeah.
this is
Well, how long was our meeting supposed to be? How much time do we have?
40-ish. I knew we should go on a bit, yeah, about the project eval. I don't know about you guys, but I felt like a bit understimulated on the whole thing. Like what, like, you know, what am I really doing? You know, what is.
Yeah. At the beginning it started out and I felt actually like under pressure with the first couple
Yeah.
taking a lot of work and I was like I had like this
Yeah.
brainstorming I was doing and then suddenly I was like, well, it's just another 2 year presentation that you guys don't really care about anyway, so we'll
Well,
move on.
I think it was the
You know what I
realization.
mean? Like we also knew where
Yeah.
we were headed with it, so it didn't feel
Definitely
like it mattered
when I
anymore.
first filled out the questionnaire, I was marking it probably higher in terms of how much I had to, how much I stressed over it, and then by the time I got to the last one, it was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was also a realization of you basically just copy and paste what's given to you
Yeah.
into your
Pretty much,
presentation,
yeah.
which wasn't so clear to me at the beginning.
I actually didn't do that at all though. Every single one of all the presentations, I either added slides or edited them.
Oh, I added like 5 slides
Oh,
See, I only
that's
got
what
blank
I
ones.
want.
I just got blank ones.
What? Really?
My slides were all like they have a title, maybe,
Yeah, mine
and they
too.
were just empty.
Me
Did they
too.
not have, they didn't like, mine, yeah, they didn't come like this. Like, this is what it looks like. This
Like
is
with
what
those
that
words
looks
already
like.
on it?
Literally just like
No.
that.
What if my ears always
Interesting.
look so more complicated?
I deleted slides.
I think I added a slide one time.
I didn't do any slides every time.
Hey, with the whole new background and the way you made them,
That was
yeah.
pretty cool.
That was class.
It's highly experiment.
Interesting. Any other thoughts come to mind?
I want to know how our project would fare
I
against
think it would
me.
fail. It'd be a
I
huge
think it would be
disaster.
extensive
So short like
marketing.
that.
Okay, an apple with red button on top. Even I know it's chemical. But you know the whole.
Even
Yeah.
We kind of designed it to look a little bit like fish.
I
Just happy fish.
noticed.
Actually, that looked a lot more like a tongue from previous to some
Builds.
other design modifications. I hope you appreciate the incorporation of some tin foil for the random Kit Kat bar that happened to be consumed.
By accident.
Interesting.
An interesting day all in all.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So again, I reiterate my question of how different we are compared to the other groups, especially between culture groups.
I know.
I know. It seemed like everything flowed pretty logically, you know, from the basics to the concept. Although the whole concepts thing, the whole concepts phase, I don't think I really understood like the concept. Well, the idea, okay, the notion
It's a
of,
functional item.
yeah, I mean, it's not like I have a concept of a mug's material. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, maybe rather than concepts, we should be thought of, we should, I thought of rather than in terms of concepts, I thought of it in terms of, like, proposed idea. And then the final would be like the actual specified prototype or whatever. I don't know. Oh, it's been interesting.
So you have more slides?
No, just this closing one. And we've established that the costs weren't really within budget, but we could, you know.
We got it today.
We did the project evaluation based on, Sarah's evaluation of on-off switches.
That was really technically an evaluation of the product, not the project in general. Which I'm not sure is the same thing. At the time, that just, it made more sense, but I could see if they were really asking about us.
Yeah. Of course, we didn't have a fight to think about it. Yeah. And it's all recorded. And what I'm gonna put, I'm supposed to do this final report at the end, so I'll put all that into the final report as well. Or as much as seems like, maybe not like the articles and stuff, but because and if and so forth. But I'll put most of it in the reports.
It'd be so cool if we get a copy of the recording.
I've done transcription before, and it's really ridiculous how many words people say. Just in the middle of their sentences like that, that mean nothing.
There's a whole branch of psychology that looks into that, psycholinguistics.
Well, the
there's a guy studying it here. Yeah, he's studying
so
ums and ahs or something.
Yeah, they're called disfluencies.
Disfluencies.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, we like our fancy phrases and terminologies for things.
Just add some prefixes, sounds classier.
Exactly. I will save this into the.
I find myself hitting the send and receive button and you know a lot.
Yeah.
Come on, give me some information. Well, to be fair, we're all hooked on the internet.
Yeah.
So I mean,
we are addicts.
That's scary, huh?
It is scary.
I'll just throw on that
internet. I know, imagine we went the first 15 years of our lives without the internet. It's only the last 10 that we're like, where's the internet? I mean, you know, just in the past 5, we've gone from 28.8 modems to broadband all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, I think we've had internet for like 18 years.
No, we have, but not in the sense that it's so, you know.
But
ridiculous.
It's not right. My grandparents had it in the 80s, and then I got it in 94. But still.
It's crazy. So.
In the 80s?
My grandma does computer science back in the States, and so they had an EDU and Gov network. They basically just fundamental structures, but it wasn't household household yet because it hadn't been.
Yeah, it was to the like 7 years or something.
Yeah, that was him.
You guys ready to celebrate?
Yeah, that's our last
that includes, like,
celebration.
Shin.
I guess we can probably call that meeting to an end.
I think that's a closer.
Cool.
It's been 40 minutes or what? What is going on there?
Celebrate.
Where'd you play that?
I have no idea.
Is that the only song you have?
There's another one.
Is this where there's media player?
Huh?
That's awesome.
The default track.
Yeah.
I thought it was David Burns looking to the eyeball. That's what it seems to be shipping with. It. I haven't really shipped with it for a while. Maybe this is the new version.
So is that a close?
Yeah, I guess we'll call
that
a
okay, that was the end of the meeting.
Fab.
Thank you, gentlemen. Because we're excited about